Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Rodgers, timing route to the end zone. It's caught by Metcalf. Touchdown.
Well, I mean, they've been taking it on the chin a little bit, I think, the last couple weeks and didn't really appreciate it. So they came out and played incredible. We were terrible on offense after the first two drives. I didn't have a good game, but the defense every time kept us in. I mean, end of the first half, deflection, interception, going in for a touchdown, fumble, touchback. I mean, the defense won the game. This was a classic Blitzburg performance. Hats off for those guys. Offense, we got to get in the film room and get better because we can't have our defense save it for us like that every week.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. On a day the Steelers woke up 2-1, the high in Pittsburgh is 82 degrees, and that is your fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. So that's Aaron Rodgers keeping it real. That's not Russell Wilson and all of his banal platitudes and football cliches and whatnot after a game, saying I didn't have a good game after those two drives. The offense didn't play well. He's right. But the one thing I disagree with him on is what he said about how we can't have the defense winning us games. Yes, you can. When the defense is getting paid more than any team in the NFL, when you've budgeted $160 million to defense, the way Mike Tomlin has drawn it up is for games like that to happen quite often. He doesn't want to admit that because he's a proud Hall of Fame quarterback with four MVPs. And he wants to be more of the driving force behind wins than just being along for the ride. And in some cases, like maybe holding the team back and making it more difficult to win. But this team is set up to win games like this. I don't love that per se. I would like a more balanced team. I wouldn't invest as much money on defense as the Steelers. But that's their philosophy. That's their plan. That's how they want to attempt to do things. They're trying to zig when everyone else sags. They're trying to win with defense in 2025, and they're not trying to be the team that scores 30 points per game. So I'm sure Mike Tomlin looks at his team as a team that's going to win more than 9 games this year, and it's because there's going to be a bunch of games where they hold the opposition under 17 points. And the offense's job is to really don't screw it up.
Yeah, it's just I hate how dangerously that's living in the modern NFL. And I just saw Palazzolo tweet this yesterday that I think offenses are averaging 317 yards a game through 3 weeks, which is like the lowest in a very long time. So defense is winning maybe more than it usually does. But man, we know it's an offensive league. You and I know this. Our listeners know this. Mike wanting to win that way or designing the team and structuring the team financially to win that way just makes it a high wire act. And I feel like yesterday is a perfect example of this, Pony. Like what Rodgers says, I agree with there because that's how really good teams typically win. Think of how dominant the Steelers looked early in this game and how inept New England looked. When you don't either have an offense that can put that game away and make it a laugher early and go up by 3-4 touchdowns or something and then move the ball sort of at will.
Yeah.
Or you have a coach philosophically who just kind of doesn't have that in his DNA right now, look what you're left with. Like, look, like that was a nail biter. The other team has the ball for the first quarter. It's not really a pleasant watch for fans. It can't be that fun for the players. Your defense is getting gassed. Like, they've got to rely on turnovers. That's just, it's not how I want to see a team win a football game, because I don't find it to be a sustainable method anymore.
But there's also very few teams that go about and have these kind of, you know, easy peasy wins every Sunday in the NFL.
Listen, man, I understand that. I get that most games, there's a reason the league is so popular, and it's because the overwhelming amount of games end up going down to the wire.
Yeah.
But I would submit as evidence to like what I'm saying being like a point of frustration for me, if you get a team like New England that I feel a year away, it seems like, at least early on here, down 14-0, even in their building that early, and they've already committed a turnover, that's the team where you try to start throwing knockout punches.
Okay, but if I had told you when the Steelers were up 14-0 that they were still going to win the game by a touchdown, you're telling me you would have been like disappointed in that? I absolutely would have. Like, even at the break between the first quarter and the second quarter, when they had an A-plus start to the game, they forced turnovers, they forced a punt, Harmon looks good, Hayward looks good, they took their only drive and scored a touchdown. If you had said to me then, hey, they're only going to win this game by a touchdown, I would have been like, cool.
So
that's fine by me.
Okay, they won
a touchdown win is like considered a big win in the NFL if you beat a team by a full touchdown score.
I mean, they got outscored the rest of the game by 7. I understand they're up and you can't take that away from them. Are you saying that you did not find cause for any alarm with anything they did offensively between 14-0 and then the last drive to score the winner?
I definitely, yes, well, alarm. So what would be the things that would be alarming?
Can't run the ball at all.
Okay, I agree with that.
I thought they actually only charted pressure on Rodgers on 4 of 23 dropbacks.
I didn't think the offensive line was bad yesterday, and that seemed to be like a huge cause for argument with people.
Pony, I didn't think they were bad either, but he still got the ball out, I think, the fourth or fifth fastest of the week. And that, by the way, is not like a guarantee that their offense has to be pop gun. Baker Mayfield gets it out very quickly, too. Okay? But it's actually kind of unnerving that the offensive line generally held up. I think Jones allowed like one quarterback hit, but I watch him more closely than the rest. But I thought they, by and large, were fine in pass protection. But when the line holds up and he only has 139 yards passing, and kind of, again, I'll invoke Kenny Pickett here in the sense that when the game was on the line, he made a bunch of plays he needed to make, including a nice touchdown throw. Like, it is kind of a problem that their offense stalled out despite not being beset by sacks, by pressure, by getting thrown off schedule. Like, they just could not move the ball. And to the point about, like, people have been wondering why I'm not giving them more credit defensively. If their defense, in a weird way, looked like New England's did for the middle part of that game, where, like, the Patriots just stopped everything the Steelers threw at them, I would actually feel better long-term about the Steelers' defense. I'd be like, damn, they didn't get to the quarterback, but, man, the Patriots couldn't do anything against them. They couldn't move the ball. Like, they look just like an immovable object.
Well, then what I'm confused by then is, if you think the Patriots played better than the Steelers, why don't you feel better about New England
in
general?
Hold on. I didn't say that the Patriots played better than the Steelers. I never
said that.
But you said
the Patriots offense played better than the Steelers offense. And now
you're the ball better for sure.
But now
no
you're
doubt.
Saying the way New England played defensively was actually more impressive than what the Steelers did.
I don't think that that's necessarily the case, that they played better defensively. I think the Steelers were very inept offensively. It looks like the Patriots played great defense. The Steelers couldn't do anything against them. The Patriots, if you give me the stats and you take the turnovers completely out, you just don't tell me the turnovers.
Yes.
You say one team averaged a full yard per play more and had almost a 2-1 yards advantage.
Yeah.
That team's at home. That team should probably win a coin flip game, what, 85% of the time? 70%, 75% of the time? 3 out of 4, probably.
Maybe.
With some of those numbers, that just, I don't tell you the turnovers. Their quarterback had more yardage, etc. I just think that they, obviously, the Steelers deserve credit for this. I've said this a million times. They forced a bunch of turnovers, and the Patriots didn't practice ball security. That's why Mike Tomlin loves to harp on it. But, like, some of the longer-term trend-type things did not look good for the Steelers.
I don't think that 21 points per game is going to get the Steelers their first playoff win since 2016. But it also is enough points where I don't really feel like haranguing the offense for how they played yesterday. Yes, there was a long gap in the game where they did next to nothing offensively. That is true. But they had an incredible start to the game, 2 for 2 with touchdowns, and they finished with a flourish. So it's not really like how you would want to map it out or sketch it out before a game. But I would say for them, 21 points based on like the backup quarterbacks they're playing and some of the teams are going to play here is going to be good enough to win a lot of games. Like you asked the question, what's alarming? I think that the fact that they haven't been able to run the ball against anybody is an issue. I think the fact that this we were sold the idea that they were going to be big plays for tight ends in their offense and there's like none is something that is strange to me. The fact that they are so scared of Rodgers getting hit in their offensive line not holding up that they don't take any chances downfield. Those are things that I don't like, but I don't... Other than the run game's a big one, I think the other two you can actually correct and fix. I think you can get the tight ends more involved, and I think Rodgers still has the arm where you can ask him to air it out more. The run one I don't have a good answer for, though, well, because I've seen zero that makes me think that it's going to turn around and get better.
I mean, Alex Kozora, who we both like over at Steelers Depot, he's already breaking down some of like the things they're doing in the run game that seem very bad based on what the blocking scheme should be. Like, there's some just obvious errors being made here. I think what'll concern me even more is, let's say the kind of, we'll call it a very, like a small, gradual upward trajectory of the pass protection. Didn't allow a sack, didn't allow much pressure. He still gets the ball out quick, but they kept him mostly clean. His interception was absolutely his fault. I saw people say, well, Jones was getting pushed back. No chance.
He blamed himself, and he should have. It was a horrible pass.
A horrible pass. Yep. It had nothing to do with being pressured at all, in my opinion. Guys face that kind of pressure every day in the NFL. Caleb Williams threw a 65-yard touchdown in the NFL, getting hit as he threw yesterday. If the pass protection continues to incrementally improve, but they aren't taking more shots downfield as a result of it, that'll be a very bad thing, because then we'll be back at square one.
To Tomlin,
philosophically,
playing it safe.
Yeah. I don't want to do that even with Aaron Rodgers around.
And I know he threw that hideous interception, and I did think he missed a couple throws. Like, Freiermuth was open, and he threw it behind him at one point.
He hit the defender in the jersey, I think.
I still leave this game feeling good about Aaron Rodgers. Even though the numbers are 139 passing yards and 2 touchdowns to 1 interception, which is, you know, right in line with the Rudolph, Trubisky, Pickett era, I still, big picture, like how he's playing.
The difference with him, and the reason you can squint and say, like, no, I can still choose to be optimistic, is his resume is what his resume is, and, like, when the chips were on the table, it's different when a guy like that makes the throw he made to Austin, which he said wasn't even that good of a throw.
He was perfect on that drive, versus 4 for 4.
Versus when a guy like Kenny or Mason or Mitch was doing it. I'd be like, I don't know if this guy's any good. You know that if Rodgers gets cooking, there's reason to believe he'll keep
cooking. And the reason why I disagree with you saying the offense sucked yesterday, they were in the red zone 3 times and came away with touchdowns all 3 times. That's not sucky offense. That's not terrible offense. That's not a bad day at the office.
Opportunistic offense.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, since when is opportunistic a negative term? You have an opportunity to go down there and score, you cash it in. I mean, that's...
I know, but if I was looking at team offensive statistics for the year, just humor me here, and that's what I was going off of. Team offense, 203 yards per game would be like, what, bottom of the league, I would think? The Cincinnati Bengals,
yes, it would be really bad.
Through 3 games, have 662 yards of total offense. That's what, 220 something a game.
Where would 21 points per game get you?
Hold on, Chalooch. We're looking.
They're also clicking at like 85% when they're in the red zone.
They're 6 of 7 in the red zone, which is the best thing that they are doing. Scoring numbers right now in the NFL. They would be like mid-pack. I think they'd be a little bit upper mid-pack.
Right, so they had an average offensive performance yesterday.
But they really, like, to me, they did not. To me, they had 3 good drives, and to their immense credit,
they cashed all three touchdowns.
They had 5 drives that, as you like to, if I were doing my best Andrew Filippone, I'd say, yeah, and the other 5 drives, their offense blows. Or their other 5 drives, they were ass. Like, that's how I came away from that.
But if you move the ball up and down the field and have 5 drives where you go the length of the field, but stall in the red zone and kick 5 field goals, did you have a better or worse offensive performance than what the Steelers had yesterday?
I mean, by definition, since the game is measured in points.
Right.
Here, I'll say something that's going to infuriate you, and I'm sure you already probably know what it is, but I'll say it anyway. If I were trying to do a projection based on how I think things will go, I'd feel some real optimism if I were the Patriots because they move the ball, and I would say they're just not going to fumble the ball that many times again. They can bench Ramondre Stevenson's ass and put Travion Henderson in.
Tony's on the fan. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, brother.
Well, look, I do feel a little better about them after the win. The defense finally showed up. Hayward was unbelievable. Even Patrick Queen had a good game. But overall, Tony, I'm not that optimistic. The lack of being able to run the ball is a serious, serious problem. And, you know, I don't like to bash in New England, but you're not going to beat Jackson and Derrick Henry like that. You're not going to beat, you know, Josh Allen and Cook. You know, they beat my New England. They beat a team they should beat, and they should have buried them.
I don't agree with that last point. Since when is it just, like, universally believed that the Steelers right now should be in a better place than the Patriots? Because they have an older team? Drake May, like, we've seen second-year quarterbacks win MVP awards and win Super Bowls. Ben did that.
I mean, I think most of the evaluations of the Patriots that I've seen, like, broadly speaking, if I were going to get, like, an industry consensus, is talent-wise, they're still at least a year away.
They're playing the easiest schedule in the AFC.
I understand that, but that's their schedule. Most people think they are probably a year away when it comes to talent acquisition, especially on offense at the skill positions, and especially a wide receiver, from being the kind of team that makes a real threat.
They scored 33 points the week before, and May had 3 touchdowns.
They had 13 points at home the week before that.
Right.
That would suggest to me that they are still a work in progress.
Well, then why didn't anybody say that?
Because
where was all that commentary?
Because most people are going to naturally gravitate towards the following position. After the Steelers had one of the most pathetic, inept losses at home to start their home schedule, and the Patriots had a win where their quarterback maybe played the best game of his career, the average person is going to look at that and say, Steelers are probably going to go on the road and lose a coin.
You're not the average person.
You're right. You're dumber than the average.
You're okay, I'll leave it at that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. fast, friendly, clean.
Just our defense, honestly. I mean, there was urgency. I think, you know, it was one of those weird disjointed games. We had three possessions in the first half. We had a chance on the third possession to keep it going. We just, Pat and I weren't on the same page on the scramble drill. Then we sat on the bench for what seemed to be 20 or 30 minutes. So we just couldn't get to a rhythm at all. And then we came out second half. I made a terrible throw. Defense just kind of stood on their head all day. But, you know, I thought the first two drives were really good rhythm-wise, and we just couldn't find that rhythm in the second half.
More honest answers from an honest broker and Aaron Rodgers there on the offense. He makes me feel better about things by saying that, because honestly, the first half performance then, if you take it in totality, was really good offensive football from the Steelers. Three possessions, you score two touchdowns. Every NFL team would take that. Second half, not so much. But they, for the second win, put it together on the last drive, especially him. 4-for-4 on that drive. But the Steelers can't run the ball, only 2.5 yards per carry, and they had only 203 yards of total offense. And it was a game that came down to the end against the Patriots team, who now everybody thinks sucks, and the Steelers shouldn't get credit for beating them, is what I'm taking away from a lot of this conversation this afternoon. Your take at 412-928-9370. Let's go to someone who calls themselves the real Crowley.
Oh, yeah, this guy's...
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah, this gentleman is Mark Crowley, I bet, who haunts the YouTube comments frequently and told me I was wrong today.
This is one of the times I, you know, rarely disagree with you. But I'll give you an average. 15 of the 16 NFL games were played yesterday. The away team won exactly 3 of those 15 games. That is a 20% average, Mr. Malzi. So to win a road game in the NFL is gold. Point pony. Am I doing cartwheels? No. However, when the dust settles next week and the Steelers are flying back from Ireland and the Ravens are leaving Arrowhead, are you not going to be happy with them simply not only having a potential one-game lead in the division, but two-game lead only a quarter through the season?
Well, he brings up a good point in this regard. Thank you, Real Crowley.
Real Crowley. I'm going to
play a game with you right now. Right now, the NFC is better than the AFC. They have more teams with winning records. The NFC has 9, and I think the AFC only has 7.
Okay.
Now, obviously, if Baltimore wins tonight, and we both think they will, we would put them in the category of team with the same record or better record as the Steelers that we feel better about, right? The Ravens are a superior team.
Correct. Buffalo would join.
And you would say that about Buffalo, who's
3-0. Chargers, too, I would say.
Okay, so there's 3. Tell me if you spot a fourth, Bengals.
No, but I'm gonna jump ahead of you for a second and say it about
Jaguars.
The Colts I feel better about the Colts right now than I do about the Steelers.
Okay, so that would mean that you would have, among teams with a winning record, you'd have the Steelers 5th in the AFC ahead of the Jaguars and Bengals, right?
I'd have them ahead of both of those teams for sure. And because Denver's worse than them, I can't. Yeah, since this is equal,
Broncos are 1-2. Yeah. Chiefs are 1-2.
I would
Texans
have them,
are 0-3.
Yeah, I would have them behind.
Patriots
Buffalo,
are now 1-2.
Presumably Baltimore, Indy, and the Chargers.
Now think about this: if they lost that game yesterday,
no,
and
I know.
Now they're looking
in,
up
they're
to the Patriots, who are 2-1
no,
and have just beaten them, and now you're tied with the Browns at 1-2. Your one win is against the Jets, and their one win is against the Packers. You'd be looking up at just
Your
about,
win would be better because it's a conference win.
No, but come on. In terms of like more impressive win, what the Browns did beating a team that had crushed two NFC contenders.
Terms.
Well, if you go by what you just said, then the Chargers are the number one team in the AFC because they're 3-0 against teams in their own division.
They might actually be when all is said and done. I don't think they will be, but they probably have the quarterback.
Donnie, are you ready to
ready
to put the Colts ahead of the Steelers? After 3 games, you ready to buy into Danny Dimes, Indiana Jones that much where you're saying, like Mulsey is, unequivocally, the Colts are a better team than
right
the Steelers?
Right this second, how could you feel like they're not? They're
the Colts are definitely better than I gave them credit for, but I don't know if I'm there quite yet.
Jim Bob Cooter's got the boys cooking right now. He does.
They are a much, much better offensive team than the Steelers.
They are an absolute wagon so far on offense, man. They're averaging 34 a game.
Well, we're going to find out about them defensively here pretty soon because they've got the Rams on the road Sunday. And actually, they got a couple easy games after that, too, with the Raiders and Cardinals.
The Cardinals don't have Connor because he's out for the season. The Raiders might be stinky
again. Man, what a tough injury for Connor and the one with Najee Harris. Both of those former Steelers running backs within, like, minutes of each other both went down with season-ending injuries.
Najee's looked real bad because wasn't that Achilles? Didn't it do the old roll? Yep. Wasn't it the old leg rolls up? That yep. I hate watching that now. And now with super slow-mo, I feel like every time it happens, they're like, well, here it is. Avert your eyes. I'm like...
Then don't just don't show it. Can you just tell us
we
what
all
happened?
Know what it looks like. It's the muscle rolling up their calf, and we know they are in horrible pain.
412-928-9370, Jim in Monroeville. Hello, Jim.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Tony, you asked earlier, you know, how do you feel about the game? How do you feel about the Steelers? I'm not happy with the offense. Although, for the defense, I called on last week, and you know, and I mentioned about the two turnovers that we didn't quite capitalize the two touchdowns with, but that's in the past. But again, five turnovers this week. And we walked away with 21 points. Still a win is a win. I don't want to criticize a win, but I am. I'm concerned with the offense. I'm a little bit more optimistic about hearing Aaron Rodgers speak about how he felt the offense went. I mean, obviously he knows a good deal about the offense and the offense.
But we've got people like Malzi and Trey Essex, who I respect, saying that this win was less impressive and made them feel worse than the Jets game 2 weeks ago. The Jets scored 32 points on this defense. They made Justin Fields look like Lamar Jackson. That made me feel a whole heck of a lot worse than yesterday. You held New England to 14 points on the road.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And, again, I mean, a win is a win. But when you force five turnovers, I mean, look, I would hope a two-score win, you know, or something that says, the offense capitalized off the defense's turnovers. Now, let me just make this point. For the past five or six seasons, Tomlin's defenses have forced turnovers. And we've seen this over and over again where the offense doesn't capitalize. And
I thought the offense did. The offense,
they didn't. They went three straight possessions where they got the ball via turnover and got 1 yard, Pony.
Yeah, okay. That's
not capitalizing.
But where did they get the ball, though? Like, to me, just because you got a turnover doesn't mean that you should automatically cash that drive into points.
I mean, they got the ball at their own 10-yard line after a punt and went 90 yards for a touchdown.
Okay.
How you get the ball is somewhat irrelevant to
me. I think it's extremely relevant. If you have Nick Herbig who intercepts a ball and returns it deep into Seattle territory.
How you get the ball, like, if you get the ball at the 10, at your own 10 because they punted you down there,
yes.
Or you get the ball at your own 10 because you picked off a pass while the other team was driving.
Right.
You got the ball at the same spot.
I know.
You're allowed to convert either one of those.
I understand what you're saying, but the point I'm trying to make is after the Ramondre Stevenson fumble, I wasn't thinking to myself, all right, the Steelers are set up shop now to score a touchdown or put points on the board.
Do you know what I was disappointed that they didn't do after that play because it ends up a touchback at the 20? You don't have to take like a home run. We're going for an 80-yard touchdown shot. But where's the drawn-up play after like a pretty quick change where the Patriots are probably pretty stung and on their back foot, and you're trying to get something for 20, 25 yards to get a drive kick-started? Where's that play ever?
They went into conservative offensive
mode.
I don't disagree with that.
And that is another... These are all global signs. Like, I don't know. I think you do this too, and I know you and I are just two reasonable, if loud, people disagreeing today. I judge most of their games with an eye towards what does this maybe mean for the next game and the game after that. And
yeah.
I just did not like a lot of the signals I saw both in philosophy and execution from their offense.
But didn't the other Crowley make a good point? I mean, the theme of the NFL weekend was if you were playing on the road, just escape. Just get out of Dodge with a win. How many teams went on the road? We'll say the Colts, even though they went and played Tennessee and they got gifted a pick six on the very first play of the game. How many teams went on the road and had impressive road wins in the NFL yesterday? Who? The Chiefs. Would you say 22-9 against the Giants was impressive?
No. I mean, the home teams dominated yesterday. But, like, if we're going to play that game, then the Steelers gave away a home game last week to a team.
Yes, and we ripped them to shreds for it. And rightfully
and
so.
And also, just to answer only the point itself that was being made there, when you get up on a team that lost to the Raiders on their own building by 7 in week 1 and you're up 14 early, I don't think I am unreasonable to want to see some killer instinct and want to see you really try to exert and impose your will.
Fair enough, but I just feel like when people say, I expect when you get five takeaways that you're going to win by more, it like gives the team no credit for getting the five takeaways, and it actually spins the five takeaway point into a criticism, which I do not understand.
I think the five takeaways can be a point of positivity and extreme positivity if you want to be for the defense, and the fact that on three of them, the offense did, it didn't even like, forget about get points, didn't even sustain a more than a series of downs, can absolutely and should absolutely be a negative.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, SouthHillsKia.net at 4.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces the most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King starting yesterday exclusively on Paramount Plus. It's also time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie follows us tonight, PM team overtime before Ravens and Lions on the Fan. The Ravens, a big favorite in that matchup. Lamar Jackson has never lost on Monday Night Football.
Before we get to the debrief, do you want to know what a big fantasy matchup is coming down to this week?
Of course we do. It's your segment and it's your fantasy team.
So how would you feel if you had a 5-point lead?
Okay.
You had Derrick Henry, but your opponent has Lamar Jackson.
Not great.
I feel okay about it because I think those two guys can put up. Lamar will probably.
Okay. I got one for you while Pony's thinking about that, Donnie.
Sound like.
No, I actually don't like it for you now that I think about it.
How would you feel if you were up in a league 132.42 to 97.70?
Okay. 35-point difference.
35-point difference. You have nobody left. Your team that you're playing against, this is my neighbor Kaylee's team, has Bates, Detroit's kicker, and Jackson. projected total.
I think you're okay there.
She ends up with 130. I'm just worried about one of those stupid-ass Jackson explosion games where he throws for two, runs for two, Bates ends up kicking four field goals. I'm worried about some BS befalling me, Donnie.
Dan Campbell kind of hates field goals, so you benefit
there. That's
true.
That's a good point. I'm nervous, though. It says I'm going to win. It says I'm like a 55% likelihood to win, but I don't feel great. You know what I feel great about, though? Real quick, the PM team. Because we won by 1 point because Russell Wilson couldn't have found Wandale Robinson.
But you know what I'm going to
one more time.
You know what I'm
going to
say about that, Chris? Given the way that game went, I don't feel good about us. We couldn't even score 100 points.
That's all right.
We basically played a team that turned the ball over five times. We beat them by a point.
That's a good point. Malsy's doing inconsistent messaging but right now.
Unlike that team, unlike the Steelers, we have Judkins on our bench and can toss him in there for Chase Brown and get a spark, Donnie.
Yeah.
Touche!
We could make some moves.
I don't know, Chris.
Put that in your Bass Pro Shops hat and smoke it, pal.
I mean, I still think that they can make moves on defense to make the defense better.
Like not have their players openly admitting that they're not paying attention and not communicating well?
Well, like I think that you can move Black now to nose tackle and give Benton fewer snaps. And also they're going to get Elliott and Joey Porter Jr. back.
I know that this is not like what you're actually talking about in saying that, but man, does that start, if that's the right move to make, and man, does that make Benton a disappointment right now? Unless playing fewer snaps and playing at a position he's probably more suited to play, which is 3-4 end, unlocks like a better version of him.
Well, he's not going to really. He's going to be a guy that just
rotates in
because you've got Harmon and Hayward there.
But that's what I mean. Plays fewer snaps and maybe you just get more with less there.
Debrief time, Don.
The debrief, September 22, 2025. We will stay on the theme of defensive tackles because Pitt is going to retire Aaron Donald's number 97 when the Panthers play Notre Dame on November 15th. Just the 11th player that has had his jersey retired by the Pitt Panthers.
Well, much like being invited to the man's draft party.
Is he going to invite you to this game?
Well, I'm going to invite myself, is what I'm saying. I want to be there for that, in part because there are few things in life I enjoy more than a chance to see Notre Dame lose a football game in person. And even though things look awfully bleak right now for Pitt, especially after watching with my wife Saturday night, Kansas open up a can of whoop-ass on West Virginia, I could see Pitt channeling Pitt echoes from the past and winning a game they have no business winning in November against Notre Dame at home.
I do think they're going to take one of those last three games because it doesn't look very kind. They have Notre Dame. They have Miami. I think Georgia Tech is the other one in there.
Yep.
I think in true Pitt, Pat Narduzzi fashion, they're going to win one of those three games. And they have no business doing so, most likely.
I got one for you that's really going to shock you boys.
You think they'll beat Florida State?
I think they're going to beat Louisville on Saturday.
Based on what? Just college football randomness?
Just the fact that Louisville hasn't played really anybody yet. And I think that there's a little bit of a false sense for what kind of team they have. And I could see...
The one game Louisville played that I was somewhat impressed by was when they just eventually put the clamps on JMU, who I thought was
But they were
be...
losing for a chunk of that game.
No, I know. I thought it's more that I had a very high opinion of JMU as like a possible sleeper to get into the playoffs.
Malsy's college football.
Little
obsession.
James Madison.
Yeah.
Arthur Moat's alma mater.
I just discovered that the podcast I listened to that has become like a running bit where Donnie will yell, it's the secret podcast again.
Secret college
You've had
podcast.
One of the two hosts on your FanDuel show, I think.
Oh, well, congratulations on all my success.
You know who one of these guys is.
The next time you have that guy, you have to make mention that Malsy
is a hardcore listener.
Oh, he knows. He thinks it's very funny that the secret podcast.
By the way,
in
the last
2 minutes,
Adam Schefter just tweeted out that tests confirm Najee Harris did, in fact, suffer a season-ending torn Achilles. He was Mr. Durability here, never hurt, plays in every game. That was his best. Your best ability is your availability with Najee Harris, and now his one-year incentive-laden deal with the Chargers, a firework blows up in his face, and now he's got a torn Achilles. He's going to have to go somewhere and be a cheap backup running back next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what his career has turned into.
Did you know,
sadly,
did you guys happen to look this up? Connor's situation might be even worse given his age. His contract for next year is not guaranteed 1 cent.
Man.
And so he signed that deal, and that was kind of, he was seen as like a team leader over there, and I think he still is. I mean, he's carved out a very nice little
career
for
himself. Is his jersey retired at Pitt?
So Fitz's is.
He was the ACC player of the year, man.
Dorsett, I kind of
feel like it should be.
Dorsett, okay. Fitz, Donald, Marino's is.
What about Hugh Green?
Hugh Green's should be,
gotta
right?
Gotta be.
Is Fralick's?
Yes.
Russ Grimm?
Should be. Yes. How about Jimbo Coyne?
I was just going to say Jimbo.
I have the list.
Okay, hold on. So Jimbo Coyne. Donnie, hit us with yeses and
Revis.
No's. Revis. Tell us when you're ready. That thumb is just doing some yeoman's work right now on that phone. That's scrolling and swiping.
I don't see Revis on here.
What?
Okay. So Jimbo Covert.
Jimbo, yes.
Russ Grimm.
I don't.
Bill Fralick.
Fralick is.
Hugh
I
Green.
Do not see Grimm.
Fitz. Hugh Green, Fitz.
Ditka.
Ditka, yes.
Marino.
Yes.
How about Goldberg?
Goldberg is. Marshall Goldberg. Not Bill.
Bill Goldberg. Wait, was Jock Sutherland a Pitt guy?
He didn't play there. He coached
there. I knew he coached there. I couldn't remember.
Come
if
on,
he
played Jack.
There.
You go to all these games. You're half in the bag when you're there. You see these banners hanging. Is there any other name we're missing here in terms of retired jersey numbers?
They didn't retire like Curtis Martin or anybody like that, did they? They should. I don't think.
I mean, I'm on Pitt's official site.
It's
no,
weird. I just looked at the list. There's some guys on there that should be.
I mean,
Tony Dorsett. We didn't. Yeah,
Dorsett.
Tony,
yes.
Dorsett. Obviously.
Fitzgerald. You said. Let's see. You are missing. By my count, you're missing two guys, one of which has been on the show before.
Mark May.
Yep.
Good one, Tony.
He's a big fan of mine.
What did he actually tell you? Something basically to F off once? And
yes.
Then you guys got along much more famously?
Yeah. That was because E.J. Borghetti played Peacemaker.
You caught him on a bad day.
The other one goes back a bit.
Like, define a bit. Like, before the forward pass? Like, back when Pitt was claiming national titles left and right?
70-plus years.
Oh, crap. Who is it?
Joe Schmidt.
Oh,
we
should
have got that one.
That's a bad job
by us. We
should have
got that.
So Kenny and Connor don't
Where's
have their
Donald rank among, like, just all across college football, best defensive players you guys have seen in your lifetimes watching the sport?
Top five.
Here's the only guys I can come up with who are as dominant.
Ndamukong Suh.
Thank you.
Warren Sapp.
I would say Sapp. I would also say Charles Woodson just for, like, you know, for what it was. I mean, it was kind of a phenomenon across.
What about the Honey Badger?
Man, he was really good.
I thought about him, too. Is Champ Bailey, or is he more of a got even better in the NFL for you guys?
Better in the NFL.
I think Sapp's a really good one. And Ndamukong Suh's the one that I think of in my lifetime where I'm like, he dominated the way Donald did for Nebraska. And did you tell the story in the back, or who told the story? A.Q. Shipley basically got an NFL job
life. Yeah.
Because Bruce Arians could not believe
it. Their center
the way
was
he
out, and he blocked Sue.
He blocked Sue really well.
Gave him contracts for the next 10 years, including coaching deals because of it.
He handled him, man. He took those T-Rex arms and mauled Ndamukong Suh.
Donnie, thank you for another debrief.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.